Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Panora Public Library Director, Kim Finnegan.
Kim, for joining me here today.
Thank you. I appreciate you stopping over here to talk about our programs that we're going to have here for the month of October. First of all, we're having a program on Friday, October 15th at 10 a.m., and it's going to be with Kathy Wilson, which she is a professional historian and an educator. She believes in learning about the past that can be as fun as well as interesting. She has 20 years of experience to create programs, and she engages and entertains as well as educates her audiences. And she's probably been to the Panora Library, I would say, 4 times. She does do a good program. So the title of the program is The Vote is the Emblem of Our Equality, Victorians and the Fight for Women's Rights. So this is kind of what she's going to be talking to us. So you don't have to reserve a spot, but if you come to the library Friday morning, be here at 10 a.m. She'll start right on time. And I know some of the people have been here, and she does do a great job. So come listen to her.
And then another event you guys got going on, 2nd Annual Pumpkin Patch Party. And you guys are kind of a sponsor with that. Can you tell us a little bit about that party?
So last year was our first, actually, pumpkin event. And we had the help of the Girl Scout troops, the number 857, and they wanted to do it again this year. So we're presenting the 2nd Annual Pumpkin Patch Party on Saturday, October 23rd, 2021, from 10 a.m. to noon. And this will be at the Community Center and the Vets Auditorium. There will be different games, different crafts, story time, treats. Costumes are optional. If the kids want to wear them, that's great. The better, the more fun. We'll have a photo booth, and we'll have games. And this also will involve children, preschool through 5th grade. So please join us and enjoy a Saturday morning of fun.
Talk about the admission for this and who's a benefit and why you guys are doing this.
Well, we have the Girl Scouts here who love to do things, but they need some sponsors to help them out. And so the library was a great sponsor to help them with this. So we help them with the crafts and buy the treats and all that thing. And then they get credit out of this. So these Girl Scouts then get badges for doing these type of activities. And they have done several with the library. We did a program at Easter. I believe we had 80, maybe 110 children come to the community center. It was a great day. And so this is something these girls work on, and we're willing to work with them.
And something we talked about last time we spoke was the musical playground, and you guys finally got it finished up, called Percussion Park. Can you explain, you know, who this will benefit and how did this help the community and, you know, who were all involved with getting this all together?
So probably 4 years ago, we started out, we decided to do a percussion park with instruments. We started out with 3 instruments, generous donations to the Panora Library, to the Library Foundation. And we had James and Joyce McLuhan, Mrs. Dorothy Parker, Mrs. Betta Cox. So the Library Foundation decided they would love to do something for the community. So they wanted this to be something for the ages of 0 to 99 years old, which was a great idea. Then it benefited everybody in the community and out of the community to come use. So last Saturday, we had 3 board members, Dave Grove, Chris Hastings, Carrie Seaburn. They set up a group of people to finish out the program. They put mulch down around the instruments, and then they landscaped around it to finish it out. So anyone can come play the instruments. They're great. They're fun. I've had phone calls. Other towns are interested in doing this. And like I said, this was from funds that people had passed away and donated to the foundation, which was great. So we're just trying to use some of this money. And everyone will benefit from this.
Can you maybe explain why this has caught on so much? You talked about other towns. Guthrie Center is now trying to implement this same musical instrument park in their Mitchell Park. Can you maybe explain the popularity behind it?
I think it is just a lot of it is just cool, the instruments. When we did do the instruments, we did add 6 more, so we have a total of 9 instruments. And I think Guthrie had visited ours, and they thought that would be a great idea for their park. And they have lots of room down there, so this would just be wonderful. And I'm not sure how many instruments they'll start out, but like I said, everybody can use these. It's kind of takes over for like a playground. Here in front of the library on the south side of the library was a perfect place to do this. So, and I received a call yesterday also from Greenfield, and they're interested in maybe doing something like this. Sometimes it takes fundraisers and that type of thing to get this going. So I think everyone enjoys it.
Since the winter months are coming, does it take any winterize or any maintenance for these?
No, actually it doesn't. We don't cover them or anything. We have had people, you know, it could be a cold day and somebody was in the restaurant over across the street, come over and played them. They just don't stand out there very long. But we don't have to do anything to the instruments. They are what they are, and there's no fixing or repairing them.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Kim. Is there anything, last thoughts you'd like to say as we wrap it up?
Just check out our website and always check out our Facebook to see if we've added new events. Sometimes we get different things on there. And so always check us out or give us a call at the library. We also do have on once a month, we have a book club. People who get together and they meet the fourth Friday of every month. So always call us and find out what book it is. Not everybody likes the books, but everybody has different opinions and everybody reads different things. So always come check that out. Also, we'll be having the Clover Kids here with the Extension Office, and I believe they start tonight. They'll start coming at 3:30, and they're called Clover Kids. And the Extension Office from Guthrie Center does different things with them. So always check us out on Facebook and our website.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Panora Public Library Director Kim Finnegan. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.